I next met with Dr. Virginia Caclamani, and to begin, I asked her about emerging data on the use of novel selective estrogen receptor degraders, SERDs, in the management of ER-positive breast cancer.
If you look at the trials in the metastatic setting, fulvestrant really seems to be the superior endocrine therapy. It's beaten anastrozole in a head-to-head trial. The only limitation is that it's an IM injection. So when you look at the adjuvant setting, it's kind of hard to be thinking of it as moving it to the adjuvant setting. Also, the other limitation is the dose. We can't give as high a dose as we want to because of the IM injection. So that's why companies started developing oral SERDs, so that they can bypass that limitation. So several companies are out there. They've developed SERDs. They are in phase 1/2 trials. I think the furthest along is elacestrant. And we did the phase 1 trial, and I can tell you my one patient who is still on therapy, I put several patients on the trial, but one of them, I just saw her, and she's on her 34th cycle of elacestrant. And so this is a drug that works well. It's pretty well tolerated, a little bit of GI toxicity, especially with an older preparation. But now with the newer preparations, pretty easy to tolerate. Some of the other ones have had some GI side effects as well. I think where the benefit is going to be is probably in the ESR1 mutated patients. And so the trials are now focusing on looking at CDK4/6 inhibitor post-therapy with or without ESR1 mutations. And in patients that have been on fulvestrant, it still seems to be an active drug. So several of the patients on the phase 1 trial had been on previous fulvestrant and enjoyed a pretty good response to RAD1901. So now the phase 3 trial has already started. There have been some patients that have been enrolled. We'll see how it goes, but it's a registrational trial. So if it's positive, the drug will be approved.